The financial industry is one of the few that's seen its profits rise after the Great Recession, but earnings are beginning to fall for even the big banks. What's going on with Wall Street? It's Thursday, October 13th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, John. Record profits second quarter, probably going to see some losses in the third quarter.
Bankers on the breadline, maybe? Good morning.
Doubtful. And here's what you're talking about.
My name is Stephen White, Oklahoma City. The Occupy OKC in Oklahoma City, where it's about 20 people. Only one was black. There were a lot of people from out of town.
This is Walter from Detroit. I was recently in Chicago, and there were teachers, students with heavy student loans that can't find work, unemployed blue-collar workers. So there are many causes, and they're all coming together.
Look at the protests in your area, if there are any. Tell us what you see, or if you're taking part, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But let's begin with the top stories we're following. Someone woke up with a smile on his face this morning. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain now leads the race for the Republican presidential nomination, according to the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Cain checks in with 27% of Republican voters in the poll, followed by Mitt Romney at 23 and Rick Perry slipping to third. Perry has dropped more than 20 percentage points since late August. Cain says he'll maintain his surge in the polls.
Will I be the flavor of the week? Well, the answer is an emphatic no, because Haagen-Dazs black walnut tastes good all the time.
At this point, 4 years ago, it was Rudy Giuliani who led most polls, though.
What is it with black walnut? I don't know.
It
must be really delicious.
The Black Walnut Foundation. Maybe he's financing his campaign. Who knows?
The 2012 New Hampshire primary could be held in 2011. The state's top election official says New Hampshire is considering holding its primary on December 6th. Right now, the Iowa caucuses are scheduled to go first on January 3rd. Pennsylvania's state capitol has filed for bankruptcy. Harrisburg is $450 million in debt, and it's the sixth city to file for bankruptcy this year. And it looks like banks are stepping up the pressure on people who are delinquent on their home payments. RealtyTrack says the number of U.S. homes that received a first-time default notice increased 14% last quarter.
Congress has approved free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. The White House says the deals could boost exports by $13 billion and support tens of thousands of American jobs. Former hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam will be sentenced by a federal judge today for insider trading. He's expected to receive among the longest ever prison terms. Prosecutors want a sentence of at least 19 years.
Small radiation hotspots have been detected in Tokyo and some surrounding areas. They were found during tests to see how far contamination has spread from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant more than 100 miles away. Levels in one area of Tokyo were just below the threshold that requires evacuation, higher in some parts of the exclusion zone around the power station. Omar Farouk Abdulmutallab has pled guilty.
It was a shocker. It was
yeah,
a
absolute
drama.
Complete
yeah,
turnaround.
Complete turnaround.
Absolutely.
He suddenly pled guilty to all of the counts.
Yeah, absolutely. He has pled guilty to trying to bring down an airliner on Christmas Day 2009 with a bomb hidden in his underwear. He stands to get a mandatory life sentence at a hearing in January. And BlackBerry users unite in sorrow. Across the world, they're plagued still by an outage of email, messaging, and internet services. Not just in the U.S., but Canada, the third day for Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa.
Are they sadder than Detroit fans this morning?
Hey, it's not over yet.
It's not over
the
yet.
The fat
but they
lady
lost
has
last
not
night.
Sung.
The Detroit needs cruise control.
But it was a good game, though.
Cruise
and
control.
Verlander's pitching.
Yeah.
Hey, Verlander's pitching.
He's pitching tonight, yeah.
Asian markets mostly down. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 11,518. The S&P at 1,207. The NASDAQ at 2,604. Coming up, if you need an organ transplant, you get put on a list. But if you're a minority in the U.S., you could find yourself further down just by the way it works out. The odds aren't all your side because the numbers aren't there. We have the story of a South Asian man who's faced with leukemia and very limited chances on finding a matching donor because of his race. We'll talk about that in 20 minutes. First, though, the latest on the Wall Street protests. A lot of frustration based on how much money the banks are making and that amount may be going down in this third quarter. We're going to talk to the New York Times' Louise Story.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.